the writers of the Constitution argued over how much power the new president should have. They decided that the president's powers should be limited in many ways, but that the president should be commander-in-chief of the military. During the Revolutionary War, George Washington had been supreme commander of the military. From this position, he led the U.S. forces to victory. This helped make him a unanimous choice to be the first president and commander-in-chief.